Now God has, after all of that in His Word, He has set in the church some apostles, prophets, teachers, gifts of healing, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and all different gifts He set in the church for the edifying of the church, to bring the church together, to make us one. Is that right? That's right. To make us one in Him. A brotherhood of one soul, one heart, one body, one spirit. For we're not baptized in two spirits, one spirit. One God. Father's all, through all, in all, over all. And there were these gifts in the church. Some of them can speak with tongues. A gift of speaking with tongues. Another one has a gift of interpretation of tongues. Some are sent to preach. We know that people that don't believe in divine gifts, and yet they're preachers. How do they get their inspiration then to preach from? If there's not a gift of preaching, then according to that, every person's a preacher. But the Bible said God has set some in the church. God has. Apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and so forth. All in the church. God has set them in there, and they're inspired for a certain work. And then some people may possess more than one gift, but there at least be one gift or more in a person. And then all these things together, working together for the upbuilding of the body of Christ, getting her ready to go.